Oh, I
now hip hop also means liquid lace to me. Oh man, yo, what up? This is Daquan Thomas, XXL editor in chief. Y'all listening to Liquid Lace with Cinnabuns and Lola Falana, baby.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
We ready? We ready to go in?
Everybody go with this. Episode.
Who on parole?
You're not here. You're right, Dutch. Do your Dutch, baby.
Oh, man. He good, too.
You're good, baby. We about to go in. This is episode 4 of the Liquid Lace online radio show. The fabulosity of dripping dirt through the airways, baby. I got here my baby Dutch.
Yeah, what up, what up?
Dutch Niamson, the remix kid. Lola Bunny. And my candy by my side, she missing, she doing something. I'm going to find out what the fuck this bitch is doing. That she ain't here on time. Bitch, you're supposed to be here. I'm going to get her, though. I'm going to get her. But I want to say I got a special guest. I am so honored. Like, fuck all y'all motherfuckers. I'm so fucking open right now. That's right. Cinnamon Jones got Daquan Thomas.
That's right. What up?
What up? The XL Magazine. He's the honcho. Fuck editor chief honcho. Big dog in my name. And mind you, little old Cinnamon Jones got Daquan Thomas. That's right. Yeah.
That's right. That's family biz right there. What up,
that's
Cinnabuns?
My baby. Ooh, Cinnabuns.
Cinnabuns.
Ooh, I love Daquan. But we got to know more about Daquan because, you know, he got the king girls. And, you know, me and Lola Bunny been trying to be up on that king. Because, we hitting the gym hard. But, we got to see what we can spice it up in the Liquid Lace headquarters. But I definitely want to thank my sponsors. Oh, wait a minute. Thank you, All Hip Hop, y'all. We made it to the rumor section. Yes, we did. MC, good looking out, baby. Would love to meet you one day. Hey, baby, you got to come up in here and drop some dirt, boy, because I know you got that dirt.
You got that dirt.
That's right, baby. Matter of fact, I'm following you on Twitter. That's what it is. Good looking out on that. And I definitely got my sponsors, You're the Movement. Much love to YouretheMovement.com. Actually, they picked up our show, and they're putting us on Block Talk Radio every Saturday, baby. Check out their website. That is big, right?
That's a good look.
Right, Daquan?
Yeah. Every pickup is right.
Wow, that is crazy. You know what I mean? I love it. Like I told everybody from the first show, we was just doing this to be like, yeah, what's up? We just playing with the booth. And we still playing because I'm hood and I'm a keeper rail. What?
Now she about to say she is a radio star.
I'm still that publicist.
Okay.
Straight PR publicist. The ghost publicist. Yeah, baby, Daquan. I haven't arrived. The new shit. Because I'm doing a lot of shit I'm not supposed to. So I got to play the ghost. And I definitely want to give a shout out to Bling, Miss Bling in Chicago once again. Looking out. I'm on ExtremeBlingMagazine.com. Good looking. Yeah, we're getting mad love. The comments is crazy. And it's crazy. The Girls 21/7 magazine, good looking now, mommy. Man. Y'all gonna come up
with
this
show? That's something I should be looking into.
Yeah. 21/7. Yeah, 21/7 magazine.
I love it to death, but this bitch didn't invite me to the
future. No, I did it. No, I'm gonna keep it real. I did it. I was trying to protect my little baby from the sharks. But you know what? I told him the next time I'm throwing him in.
Okay.
You wanna
He wanna be in there.
He gonna swim. Dutchy best to chill. Anyway, so yeah, definitely my subscribers. Yo, we went 200 up, baby. We're now 700 deep. Daquan, my podcast. Stop laughing at me.
I can't help it, man. Yo, I love this shit, man. I love this shit.
We got 700.
Like, somebody gonna make this into a cartoon, too. Watch. This shit gonna be on the internet. You gonna see this shit. It's gonna be Cinnabuns and shit just running around on the screen.
Session. That's crazy because Daquan just gave me my name, Cinnabuns.
Cinnabuns.
But that's only for him, y'all. other guests that come up here, don't you motherfucking think you call me Cinnamon Buns?
Y'all can't call me.
That's just Day Twan Thomas, baby.
That's me right there.
All day, every day. Yeah, definitely we going in right now. Because, matter of fact, there was a lot of dirt this week, but it wasn't some good dirt, though. What's up with the Roots tour bus? What happened? I heard something happened.
I didn't read the research.
Oh! And I clicked on it, and I T1 line is mad slow at the office. So they probably done recovered from they crash by the time I finished reading it. Questlove is back in the building. Yeah.
Who that is? Let me rephrase that. I know who the Roots
is. He's like, the boots.
Yeah.
The boots.
Boots.
I got some new Nike boots. My shit ain't crashed, though. My shit's crispy.
The way I be rolling, the roof is on fire. Ooh, no.
Wow.
But seriously, I hope they get, you know, better.
No, they were all right.
They went to their show that night. They did?
Yeah.
Much love. Okay.
That's when you need that money. It's a recession. 12 bus on fire. We keep going. We still got tires. Nigga, when you don't got tires, you got stuff. We got tires, nigga.
We're performing tonight.
We're performing. I need that money.
And I need that double XL feature. Want to get on the cover, they twat.
Okay. Let's talk about Angie Stone. What's going on with that? She's about to bring out a book, but she's talking about
Beyonce and Jay.
Allegedly.
What? Yo, how can you do a whole book and then that be like the part that gets highlighted?
Huh?
What?
Well, allegedly.
Unless she's in the bedroom.
Right. Well, she's saying, from what I understand, she's saying that she was Beyonce's good friend and confidant when she started having the relationship with Jay-Z. So she knows all the ins and outs.
And it's so crazy because...
Let's assume she's not the confidant anymore. She's staying on Liz.
That's what it sounds like.
That's what they're making it out to seem. Because like when I was reading it, it's like, okay, Angie Stone is an older woman. So it's like, why would she be dishing out dirt? Someone, you know, that she was real cool with. Like,
it's a recession.
It's a recession.
Ooh, come to my sofa sessions.
It's the recession.
Wow,
man, that's.
But
crazy.
I figure, like Angie Stone, Jay-Z, and Beyonce. Somehow, it didn't click. Yeah. When did this happen?
You would never.
I didn't even
think.
Know they were hanging out. Like,
yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Like crazy.
Right from Beyonce or something?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I don't remember that.
I mean, the only thing that I think of when I see something like that, maybe she was the hookup. Like, probably.
I thought you said the hookup. I was like.
The hookup. Man, she was the hookup.
Stoning it up.
Wow.
Yo.
Ooh, Angie was stoned.
Angie was stoned. Wow.
Like Dutch on the side.
As he's. Angie was like me.
I wonder who's picking her up. Grand Central. Wow. I wonder who.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's gonna be something.
Damn.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. But we got Day Twan Thomas.
I'm here.
Woo! Day Twan, baby.
Much love
to Day Twan. Me and Day Twan go mad deep.
We go
right?
Yeah.
Way back. I'm going, no, not deep, not deep, not deep. That's
Let me get my flippers. Let me get my flippers.
I gotta rephrase my words. We go mad deep.
Way back.
I was waiting for the back. It's way deep.
Ah, it's the session.
It's the session.
Liquid lanes. It got me dripping up in this bitch. But,
You're about to give Day Twan a heart attack.
But definitely, we got Day Twan in the house. And we about to go in with Day Twan. Because you know what? The first thing I want to know about these King girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, can I say something?
Yes.
All right.
Day Twan looks so cute.
He does. No, much love to Day Twan.
I feel like Denzel right now, man. Yo, Dizzy, I know how you feel, baby. I know how you feel. Man on fire. Man on fire, baby.
he giving us love at Liquid Lace. He came to the hood.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
Oh, yes, we love him for definitely. Yeah.
School Street, home of the brave. Y'all
yes, School Street, oh, yeah. Yonkers, seriously. The Vault. We at the Liquid Lace at the Vault. That's a connection
that's
right there.
The
yeah, the Vault Studios,
yeah,
baby.
Serious.
Yep, Liquid Lace in the Vault. So, really, talk to me. Nyan, I see. See, Nyan, you got to
He's going through the mag. He was busy. He wasn't even in the session. He was going through. He was like, all right.
Yeah, Puffy got an advertisement in there with these two hotties.
Yeah. He went in. He was also 007.
Who is it, Cassie or some other?
Nah, two other joints.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, okay.
But yeah, you know, Cinnamon, she called me. No, she told me before that she was coming, and so of course I had to do my research.
Yes, sir.
I was already a fan of XXL Magazine.
No, he's a fan of Detroit. I love you, Nyan.
She jumped in on you, man.
I love you, Nyan.
She loves me. Mm-hmm. I read up on you.
Don't get nervous, baby.
An intern at Vibe Magazine.
Yes, indeed.
Hot, you know.
Yeah.
You also was a former music editor at XXL Magazine, and then after that you started King.
Yeah, like in between that, in between me being music editor over at XXL, I went with Diddy to do Hook.com. And that was like his, that was his whole foray into the whole website, internet bubble thing that burst on everybody. Everybody was making money, getting their salaries tripled.
Before the recession.
Yeah. This like,
that was way, way before.
Yeah, this is like,
yeah.
What, 99?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 99.
Yeah,
early 2000s. And then, but before I left XXL, I pitched the idea for King, not with that name, but I pitched the idea and it was like, nah. And I was like, word. Yeah, and then I was like, all right, Diddy. You know what I mean? But yeah, like it came together, man. Like they came back at me in 2001. And I was like, yo, let's do it.
Now you know Diddy's gonna come out with a magazine.
Oh, yeah. Like, he had one, too, which was ill. He had Notorious magazine. He had Notorious. I wrote for that.
You know what? I think I remember. Did some issues come out?
Yep.
Yeah. I do remember that.
They better invite the Liquid Lace family up to the Notorious. I know that. Red carpet. I'm going for the kill, Diddy. Red carpet. Get your publicists. I know them Ice Queens better get it together. Liquid Lace Online Radio.
I love them.
At gmail.com. We need that comp and that red carpet.
Liquid Lace. How do you? Victoria's Secret ain't on that type of shit. Liquid Lace.
That's a bitch trying to put a fucking bra called Liquid Lace. I need my percentage on that one.
Yeah, I want a patent on that.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? I gotta be a hot ass for some Liquid Lace.
Better not with something called Liquid Lace.
Yeah,
better not, cause we going in for the kill. Cause you know we still hood.
And the heater.
No, but it's kind of warm in here.
I'm warm. Wow. Hey, man. I'm in the hot spot in the booth. I'm in the hot spot, baby. Rap City. They shut it off on BET. Brought that shit to School Street.
Oh, yes. Liquid Lace.
My nigga.
You think it's a game?
Dayton is at the Sofa Session.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, the last thing that I actually read up on you, you know, after, of course, becoming the editor-in-chief of XXL Magazine, you're the official spokesperson for Hip-Hop TV 24/7.org.
Yeah.
It's a Brooklyn-based nonprofit organization for the youth.
This is research.
Nice.
My goodness, yo.
That's why I got my Nyan. Because you know her bitch don't know shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it real. I'm like, yo, I ain't got time for this shit. What the fuck is going on in the show? I ain't got time for it. So I got my team. That's why I love my team.
Nah, like, that's a good look. My man Keon Martin, we grew up together in Brooklyn, and he was actually like the dude that kind of made me really, really want to get in the game. He was in, it's funny, he was in Monica's video, Don't Take It Personal. You know what I'm saying?
And
he had like that DKNY bubble jacket, the silver joint. And it was like my man, he was the only person I think in the whole Brooklyn that had it at the time. And he got in the video because of it. And I remember he took me to like a couple of music parties or whatever. And I was like, oh yeah, I definitely could get into this. You know what I'm saying? And his main thing is like, he wants to help the kids. He's from Brooklyn. He's from Smurf Village, you know, over there across from Boys and Girls High. And he just basically wanted to just be like, yo, Dave, you got a voice. You know, you're doing a lot of big things. I really want to do this non for profit, get kids, like, you know, books for school, all that stuff. And I was just like, yo, I'm with it. Whatever you need me.
Definitely. That's what I did this for back to school. Yeah. It was so crazy, Daytwan, because you know what? It's like I went out to the industry and like, yo, it's for the kids, you know? And do you know nobody sponsored?
Wow.
Fuck them. Yeah, nobody sponsored. So what I did was I went straight to JanSport. And JanSport, in 2 days, turned around and sent me them book bags.
That's hot.
I went in Power of Wu-Tang. Thank you so much, Power. Gave me a check. I went to Staples, and I did what I had to do. Then, the funny shit, the author of The Cheetah Girls.
Yeah. Wow. Deborah Gregory.
Yes. Deborah Gregory.
That's my girl.
Came and sent me a package. Straight up package. I never even hit her.
She's one of my favorites.
I didn't hit her up. She just came and just sent me a package. I'm like, who's this? And when I looked at it and I saw what it read, I was like, wow, my good looking love. Thank you so much. And to all my peoples, I still got love for you.
Right.
But you know what? It was actually a Soul Pitch Media Network thing, and we gave to JanSport to the kids up in Mount Vernon. It was supposed to be a Harlem thing, but we ended up in Mount Vernon. And I thank JanSport all day, and I just hope everybody steps up their game in this industry.
They got you.
You know, because I know there is a recession, but nah. Yeah. You know what?
So that means if it is a recession in the game, that means like the people that was already hurting are hurting more.
Yeah. Right,
so
exactly.
That means like, oh, okay, like right. Now so whatever you do have, you have to try to help.
Try to help.
With your little bit. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Next week, actually, I'm doing that. Also, E2K Magazine, they have this Thanksgiving dinner every year, and I've been a part of it every year, and we're definitely going this year again. It'll be next week, November 26th, up in the Bronx. Go to Liquid Lace, onlineradio.ning. I'll post it up there because I definitely want people to come through, you know, feed the homeless. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
we all got to do our part. You know what I mean? Like, that's part of my part. And
although
the new
I'm
issue
a turkey,
with XXL, too. In the new issue of XXL, I'm also in this PSA campaign.
Nice.
That I am a public school success story. And that's what streetscience.org campaign. So it's a lot of different things I'm trying to get into, you know, before everybody's time is up in this game. You know, you gotta use your time while you have it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? We all not gonna
wisely.
Be. Yeah, exactly. So when I step back, or that time comes, I could say, like, you know what? I did something with
that's
it.
That's beautiful.
You know what
that
I mean?
Is so beautiful.
You gotta try to do that. You know?
Oh, my God. That's right. It's so beautiful. Yeah. That's just caught up in the... For real. Much love. Yeah. They caught up in the whole glitz and glam. And you know what? As far as I've been knowing Daytwan, he's always kept it real.
Good looking.
Kept it so real. No, you have. And much respect because, you know, as a publicist, Dutch, you looking at me. I ain't gonna say I ain't no motherfucking...
The ghost.
Right, I ain't no VJ or none of that shit. I'm definitely a publicist and slash ghost publicist. Okay. Daytwan always gave me love. And that's one thing that I love. Even if my clients were whack, he still was like, all right, Cinnamon, hold off a second. But he always gave me his private number, and he always made sure that, yo, just call me anytime. And if he wasn't there, I'm gonna keep it real. His assistant was like, don't worry, I'll give him the message. And guess what? She did relay the message because I got my call back. And Daytwan, thank you so much,
not
and I really appreciate you. And if y'all motherfuckers think I'm sorting him, yeah, I'm sorting him. Fuck you. That's right. That's how you know. This is why this is my people.
Me too. I'm just trying to find an angle. I need that private.
For the King Girls?
You know what I'm saying?
It can work so.
This is really Liquid Lace up in this motherfucker.
Well, here's the thing. You know, everything that I read up on too, you always rep Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
You know, it's the Brooklyn King. Have you heard his song?
Nah.
Brooklyn Bitch.
Nah,
he got a song called Brooklyn Bitch.
Wow.
So you can just imagine
Charles
what it's
Hamilton
about.
You gotta watch out. You gotta watch out.
We'll get into that later.
All right.
But yeah, what part of BK are you repping?
It's crazy, man. Like, you know, growing up, we were always told it's Crown Heights. And then when you get older, you hear, you know, Park Slope. But it's actually Prospect Heights.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? It's Prospect Heights. And I'm on the borderline. That's the crazy part. You know what I mean? My block is Lincoln between Washington and Underhill. And it's right around the corner from Brooklyn Museum. So, like, you know, Lola Falana over here.
You know what I'm saying? He's giving us names.
Yeah, Lola Falana.
Lola Bunny is Lola Falana.
You know, she know what it is. Like, she'll hit me and be like, yo, I need to see you on Washington with your fit or whatever. Because, like, we would just be posted up on the Ave, like, on Labor Day and stuff like that. But before we got in the game, we used to just, you know, sit on the block. Mm-hmm. And everybody just be talking about hip-hop and all that good stuff. So I definitely got to rep Brooklyn. You know, every time, because that's what it helped make me.
That's
you
beautiful.
Know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, that's indeed. All
right. Was journalism something you always wanted to do, or was it something you just sort of fell into?
I think it was a mixture of both, which is, it sounds whack to say, but I think I've always loved reading and wanting to be the smartest dude in the room, and like going to school, I would always have all the new music, but then I would read up on stuff as well. So I kind of wanted to, yeah, towards the end of high school, I was like, yo, I gotta be able to get my opinion out, because everybody came to me. Like, oh, they got it. He got the heat. Yeah, he got the heat. He'll know. Yeah, you know what I mean? And staying up listening to Stretch and Bob and all that stuff. So, yeah, like, I definitely wanted to. And I think that's what prompted me to go up to Vibe. You know, I didn't get the internship through school. Most of the kids that I know got the internship through school. I just went up there. Like, I ain't leaving. Big. Like, I'm here. Nice. I'm here. I have my book bag on the whole nine. Like,
that's
yo,
boss
what up?
Move.
I'm here. I don't know what y'all want me to do. And my man, big shout out to Greg Bishop. He called me up there. Well, actually, I called him from school. And he was like, yo, come on Saturday, man. I'm busy. But just come on Saturday. It's going to be like 300 people here. Like, yo, I hope you bring all your stuff. Like, yo, it's going to be tough. And I was like, all right. So it was actually my birthday. Mm. So I canceled everything I was doing for my birthday that day.
Just to go there.
Dedication.
So I go, and money ain't there. And I'm like, yo, what the hell? Like, I go to the building, I go to Vibe. I'm like, damn, he ain't here. Security, like, ain't nobody here. Oh. But luckily, I had given him my beeper number. So I was about to go back. I was just about to go on the train, and my beeper goes off. And I look, I was like, oh, shit. I got quarter, boom. Put the quarter in, call money. He was like, yeah, I'm up here. Just come through, man. There's all these people up in here, man. It's crazy. I was like, but I ain't hear shit. Like, how's all these people? I get up there, ain't nobody there.
This nigga funny.
You know what he said? He was like, I just wanted to see if you was going to get scared.
Oh, nice.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You tell somebody 300 people gonna come, yeah, you wanna see how real they are. Yeah, yeah. I ain't gonna fuck, it would've been 3,000. I was like, yo, I'm going.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be there. And he was like, yo, for that, you get to clean up all that shit over there. All those photos. Organize that. And I did it.
That's the beginning, though.
Yeah.
Greased did the same shit to me.
Yeah.
He gave him the broom.
Yeah.
They go to files.
Go get busy. You know, it wasn't no, like, here, go interview, you know, Method Man.
Right.
Nah, it was like, go clean that up first.
Yeah.
All right, man, you good. And then got my grind on it.
What have been the highlight of your career, you know, from the beginning stages of interning at Vibe to, mm-hmm. you know, just recently, not so recently, mm-hmm. but, you know, recently becoming the EIC at XXL?
Wow, man, it's so many, like, high points, just personally, you know what I'm saying? But I would have to say, like, I would say, making King into something that's, like, you know, universal, regardless of what people think of it, like it being a booty mag and all that. Because I remember, like, my first, like, maybe 2 months, we had put out a preview issue or whatever, and it got a good response. And then we had put out the first issue, and this dude wrote me and was awesome, like, y'all ain't shit. Yo, money, you ain't shit, money. Like, y'all just doing this, that, and the third. He went in on me. I was like, because all the letters were good. I mean, thousands of letters.
Was it just fan mail type shit?
It was something else. I don't know if it was somebody from the industry or if it was just somebody just hating. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like that type of thing. That's what I thought it was. But, you know, you never know in this situation. And I used to keep it up in my office as inspiration. Like, yo, I'm still here. Mad of these joints that came out mm-hmm. around the time we came out, they all falling away and all that, and that's still here. So that's a landmark. I will also say Great Day in Harlem when we got all the different rappers together.
I remember that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that. That's probably, yo, that was incredible.
Exhibit.
Man. That
try to touch my booty.
Thank you.
It's a cinnamon bun.
Yeah, man. Like that was definitely like a high mark, and I wasn't even like high on the masthead at that time. I was associate music editor, and that was just like a huge moment for me because I got to meet Rakim and Slick Rick and have conversations with legends about the one thing that I love, which is hip hop. Like that, you know what I mean?
That is big.
Yeah, yeah.
All
right. That's just an ass.
Somebody always try to touch your buddy.
Baby, Dutch is jealous.
You good?
Dutch is
you
a little one. Jealous.
Right. Yeah.
Being that you are also the top editor at Rise,
mm-hmm.
how many whips do you have in the crib?
Oh, man. I'm going to tell you how serious my whip game is. I came up here in a damn car service. Do not believe any of that shit you might want to believe about a dude flossing out like that. Like, what's crazy is I have a, it's so funny, I have a 97 Mazda 626. that my wife won't let us get rid of. You know what I'm saying? Because right. that was the first car we got. So,
but it's that's like, almost like a
Mercedes.
Yeah, like the leather joint. Yeah, it grounds you. But what's crazy? Right. It got like the TV in it. It got the crazy stereo
system.
It's hooked
system. Up.
It's
right.
hooked up. You know what I mean? It's sitting in the driveway right now because he's broke down. Yeah, the TV still work. I could watch a DVD right now. We could go ahead and do that. We could go get a bootleg. You know what I'm saying? It's more of a theater now, but you know what I'm saying?
What's so crazy about that? I was on the phone with my homegirl from Germany today, and she was not complaining, but she was like, yeah, I got a Mazda 626.
Yeah.
I had it for years, and I'm still making the payments.
Yo, dog,
it.
Like, wow. We still not making the payments right now.
I hope
no, yeah. Cause then that would be kind of gangster, but yeah, that like that's something else. But yeah, man, the car game is still pretty sick. I ain't gonna put it out there like that, but it's decent.
I was
it's
gonna
decent.
Put you on blast because I thought you had like a million whips. I mean, you're the head of that ride, so I was gonna say, which one is the pit mobile?
Right.
I mean, the one basically that the women go to with the
right.
panties.
Only Dutch.
Because you know you gotta ride that.
Right.
You're not getting in unless your panties is off.
Did you give the
Tawana's
drip card?
Oh, my
God. Yeah, we got drip card. Yeah. He got it the minute he walked in. We walked him upstairs.
Okay.
Yo, that was the chamber him. Walk right there. And I was like, yo, let me see which door.
Yes.
Which door?
We still didn't know the door. We was like,
I was like, yo.
We left some of them open. Like.
For real, like, come on.
Wait, did you see the members only?
I saw that, yo.
Did you run into the party downstairs?
Yeah, we
I heard the music. I was like, yo, this shit.
That was the spot.
Yo, this is like, it reminds me like an old school New York club. Like, you don't know what floor you're going to go up on. Be like, this the reggae room? This the merengue room? I was like, yo, let me
look. Shout out to the Dominican club.
Muchas gracias.
You know what I'm saying?
That ass is awesome. I was looking for flyers. I was like, yo.
If you leave tonight, make sure you watch out for
old
coronavirus.
Dayton, baby. Yeah. I'm so
pleased. Dayton, that's why I was waiting for Candy, okay? Because Candy was supposed to be with that bottle, that pickle bottle. You know that pickle bottle?
Lola,
yeah.
Lola said she was coming with something.
Lola Falana.
Coming with something big.
Nah, but baby, I'm talking about the empty bottle because right. I need them dollars up in here. Sponsors.
Whoa.
For that.
We're supposed to bring singles?
I'm on the show. I don't know what's going on.
I'm like, yo, hold up. What?
No, that's entry, baby. Entry to the Liquid Lace Vault.
Oh,
my
goodness.
Trying to make some money.
It is.
It's the hustle game. It's the hustle game. But I was not going to definitely hustle Dayton.
I'm a hustler. Hey,
homie. Much love to Dayton.
Okay. What direction are you trying to take all three magazines in the future? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, what tweaks do you think you might be able to make to enhance both the look and the feel of the magazines?
Wow. I think for all three of the mags, I just want to stay consistent. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I know, like, everybody's like, we trying to, you know, make it big and do this, that, and the third. Like, that's cool. And I think you want to try to get, like, I would say like a reaction from your readers.
Yeah.
You know, like once y'all get reactions from people, y'all know which what they're gravitating towards. So
right.
I kind of go with that. You know what I mean? And then trends, they change so fast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, with the car thing, 1 minute it's like flossy rims. The next minute nobody wants them. So if you planning for something crazy, like you may have to switch your game up.
Exactly.
With XXL, we're in that process right now. We redesigned the mag. We're starting to open up to R&B and reggae. I'm doing this slowly,
but it's crazy because, you know, I'm a fan of XXL Magazine.
Uh-huh.
I've noticed all of the changes that you made as far as like, the designing, the content and everything.
Yep.
So I really have to big up on that one.
Good looking, fam. Good looking. That's something that's like, that's huge because that's a mag that's been around for 11 years.
Exactly.
And about to be 12. And when you start to change things that have been stuck in a way for so long, people be like, yo, like, what are you doing? Yeah.
I read some of the reader responses, and they was like, yo, what's going on?
Yeah.
I've been reading this magazine for so long.
Yeah.
It's scaring me with all these new changes.
And you have to. You have to break that in the same way, like, you know, we got change in the world right now.
Exactly.
So if we don't change with it, like, you look whack. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I mean? So on that accord. Exit 13.
Stay with moving. movies, baby.
Wow, exit 13
and doing good.
Wow.
Well, I got you're only a customer.
Wow.
I know. I got to what is it? What you call that shit? Wait a minute.
Don't spit it out.
He was about to spit.
Whoa. That's that liquid lace. Lola.
Lola said, don't spit it.
Don't spit it out.
Don't spit it out. Wow.
Ooh,
that was a good question. If we got to this point, that was a good question. Yeah. It's a recession.
It's a
What's the best thing about being in the position you're
in
now?
The best thing about being in the position I'm in now, I would have to say.
That's he's between us. Lola Fola. What you
Call her?
Lola Fola?
Lola Fola. There we go. We
Lola, yeah, we gotta do that. Oh my goodness.
I had to bring in my Spanish lingo. You know, I gotta bring my
Lola
Latina
Pola.
In.
Lola Falana. Oh man, I would have to say it's coming up with ideas and seeing them through. Mm-hmm. Like actually just bugging out with people and, you know, talking to my cousins or getting ideas from mm-hmm. readers, being on a train, something to inspire you and be like, yo, I could do this idea. And then actually bring it to people and they like it. Mm-hmm. And then I would also say, like, just walking the street, the type of love I get, it's unprecedented, I think. Like, somebody to be able to be so close to celebrities and then
still be in the street.
And still, like, the common dude to be like, oh, he ain't looking at me like, fuck that nigga. It ain't that.
Well,
it's
because
like,
you have to stay in tune with
yeah,
the
right. Exactly. It's like, exactly.
There's no other way around that.
Yeah.
Because then you turn into somebody where it's like,
it's like,
you don't
yo,
know
why?
What's going on.
Yeah, and you can't have that.
Now.
Yeah. So, you can't have that.
Yeah,
man.
And you have to stay true to yourself at the same
exactly,
time.
Exactly, exactly. And it's not a thing where it's like I'm trying to be street or anything. I'm me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know
exactly.
What I mean? Like that's
what
the foundation. You know what exactly. I mean? Just being your foundation.
And I guess the last question is, since we are in a recession, are you hiring?
Yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so crazy. Nah, man, it's crazy. Like, it's a bug time because that's the type of stuff that I get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people, like, real talk, this girl stopped me on the street, was like, yo, you're Daytona Thomas. I just graduated from Ohio State. You need me. Yeah, you need me. She made me have a meeting with her. On the street, I told her, yo, I'll be here tomorrow, bring your resume the whole nine. Boom, she did it. I was like, wow. Like, even if I can't hire, mm-hmm. I could push it through. I could be like, oh, somebody knows somebody, da-da-da.
Right,
and
nice.
A friend of mine just got, well, not a friend, but someone that did that before, they just got a position because I was like, hey, I do know somebody. I didn't know they were going to get
those
picked.
Those referrals
and she
work,
got
baby.
Picked.
Those referrals work.
Yeah, they do work.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
We have Daytuan Thomas, Double XL Magazine, King, and all of the above. Because, like I said, he's the King Honcho up in here.
Right.
But you know, it's the what? The sexy, sexy liquid lace. Push it.
Is that a new song?
Yes.
Yo,
it's my new song.
Yo, they need an extra 2008-9 remix.
Wait, Lola got, you know what Lola got today? She sent over to me. You need to tell them what you sent. But she says, she goes, look, Cinnamon, how did I get on their email? I was like, because you're a freak, bitch.
You better.
Which joint?
Which one? Because you know.
Which joint? Which joint?
I think it's because of my subscription to King. It's
okay. You know what I'm saying?
The Casanova Lovers Swingers.
Swingers,
what?
Yes.
Swingers? The cake swingers. Party shit.
What
yes.
You
yo.
Yeah?
You just joined. I didn't
join. They got your booty moving and all that. They got one of them little gifts, you know, one of them little icons.
Right, so everybody make sure when they're on that site, just type it in and see what comes up.
Wow. Yo, that's crazy.
I don't know how they found me. I don't know how they got my email.
You know.
She done
signed out at one of them parties and put Lola at freakmail.com.
You mean to say I don't know how they found me? You mean to say.
Right. But look, it says that you have to, well, A, you have to be attractive.
Okay.
B, you have to come to like a undisclosed area.
Mm.
But you have to respond to the email to get the address.
So I bet.
That's what it said.
So what did you do?
I didn't do anything. I sent it to
You send it to me. Oh, they sent it to the wrong one. My freak level peaks at 7. Let me give it to the 10.
Remember
this.
You know
what I'm saying? She's like, oh, I signed your name.
Right. Lola, remember we spoke about this shit before?
I told you I was going to put my name. I signed up already. I won't get the 10% discount. I signed up twice. I just need your free card. Out of here. I noticed we don't have no more script.
Now Dutch wants script.
This is section. Y'all was just like, yeah, all right, fuck all that. Yeah, I just got this freak ass email.
Now Dutch wants my card.
I got some of that.
Lola, what are you doing?
Yeah. Oh man, that's crazy.
Lola sliding over.
Stop.
So wait a minute.
Well, yeah,
this is the dirt.
The
sex dirt. Okay. Daytwan, you ain't coming up in my show.
Uh-oh.
And not telling me, and I tell this to all the fellas. These mommies. Do they smell?
Does the coochie stink? Nothing behind the ears.
No, nothing behind the ears, man. But there has been an incident. Where, like, we couldn't return, like, the clothing.
Oh, my God. Man,
now, to be totally honest, like, being real honest, like, super, super, for some reason, I cannot remember who the person was.
Wow.
I will say it.
It's a mental block.
It was that bad.
They do that to y'all.
Yeah. They do that men in black. Yeah. But it was, yo, it was so long, but real talk, I remember.
Was it female?
It was a female.
You know what's so crazy? Was she a celebrity?
It was like the
undergone.
Yeah.
Was she a celebrity?
Yes.
Because you know what? Back in the days when I was working at WooWear, there was a rumor, and I'm not going to name the celebrity.
Right.
Because, it's my show, and I don't need to drip the motherfucking dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but whoever it was, and they're gonna know this. Versace said, I don't want that shit back.
Oh.
Versace, rest in peace, baby. Yes. And so y'all celebrities know which one of y'all bitches stunk.
Okay, so finish. Go ahead. So finish telling us the story.
No, I'm just saying, I remember she was taking the shots and everything, and the fashion team kept running over, like, yo, something ain't right.
Something ain't right, man.
And it was like, all right, cool. Don't worry about it. Everything gonna be cool. No, it's not. It's not good. But see, I'm not working. I'm not close to them. I'm over there on the side looking at the shots. I'm like, yo, bugging. Stop. And they brought the shit over. I was like, oh. you know, like. I was like, God, man, what is this, ammonia? What the hell going on, man? Like, yo, if that's, you know, like, you get that ammonia, like, yeah. You're in the hospital and that old man come with the mop. You know what I'm saying? He been mopping the whole hospital, the whole floor. But that's it. And then he ring it out, whatever the smell is from the ring.
Y'all gonna have to have some dooch up in there.
Nah, that's a red.
What?
Some dooch.
I thought you said y'all gonna have some dooch up in there.
You see that? There he goes.
Yo. no ammonia. Nah, man, but that was like the craziest one I would have to say as far as smells. Yeah, that was crazy.
Did any girls try to give you a lap dance?
Wait. I was gonna ask this. Let me. Because you know every time Lola and Cinnamon see you, we always make our plea to get up in the magazine.
Yeah.
Right.
You'll be good in a couple months.
We're working out. We're gonna make it. That's our inspiration. Give it 5.
We're gonna make it. Yes, we can.
We gotta make a change.
Yes, we can. Yo, if Obama can do it, yes.
Shout out to the Obama community.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. The path to change.
Yes.
Oh, man.
So we know that we're not the only ones.
Mm-hmm.
But we know how trifling these hoes be out here.
Yeah.
So we have to ask, what's the craziest thing a woman has offered to do?
Oh man, that's crazy. I mean, they've offered a lot.
A lot of
liquid lace.
Yeah, they want a lot of liquid lace. I mean, like, wow. They won't come out and just be like, oh, yo, let me do you or anything like that. It'll definitely be a, oh, wow. You know what? Like, actually, I'll just fly you to, you know, like, it'll be a, trip proposal. Yeah, but not now. This is the early days. The early days, like they definitely.
Dutch's eyes.
Yeah, it was
Dutch,
definitely.
Dutch will go.
Yeah, he's like, look, brother, the studio thing is all good, man.
Niall, put out your resume, PDF.
He's like, I got a different set of Pro Tools, brother. I need to work them out, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Damn it. They taking the liquid lace team. I'm going to go with the fuck that.
You understand?
Got one dude he has to be hired already. You know what I'm saying? But nah, like, they've definitely done stuff like that. And then you kind of, like, once, if you're at a certain spot, especially out of town, out of New York, you know, like, the word to get around, like, oh, dip. Or you walk in.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We got Daytwell Thomas from King Magazine in the building. He right there with the red hat. And you see him with the Jordan 4s. He got the Jordan 4s on. Yeah. No, not him. Him. There you go. Yo, Day, stand up for us, brother. Stand up. Man. Ladies, go get him.
Have a good night.
Yo, Day, man. I love you. And you be like, oh, man. But wow. Nah, like other than that,
exit 13.
Yeah, you know what I mean. And there's been times.
Bitch, you're only a customer. plug.
Nah, man. And there's been times when like celebs. Like I remember one time in Miami, it was like all the football players. I ain't gonna put their names out, but it was so many of them. Everybody know them. They mad famous.
Can we have one name? Initials.
One. I'll say like he was a dancer on TV recently.
Dancing the Samba, Emmett Smith and his partner Cheryl Birch.
He was like,
"Work." Watching it too.
He was like, "Yo, you know what I mean?" And he was like, "Yo, you up in here? You see anything you like?" I was like, "Nah, man, it ain't about that tonight. I'm chilling." Nah. He would run and pick the girl up out off the dance floor and bring them back in front of me. Like, she good enough? I'm like, "Yo, chill." Oh, he said chill. I was like, no. I meant like, nah, chill, don't do that. Nah, fuck that. She ain't right. Bye. He run, go grab another one. Boop. Wow. She right. I was like, listen. Oh, he ain't say the right word. Let's go. Like, yo, it was so crazy. I was like, yo, this, like, did it all night until it was like, yo, she right, right? I was like, yeah, she is kind of right. Yeah, get her info, bro. Yeah, we need that one right there. Yeah, he made it work.
Dutch is about
to be assistant. I mean, I can assist you.
Oh, man.
You know, if she's not right,
yeah.
It might not be right. Exactly. I can assist
quality,
you
quality control, man. It's all about talent scout.
Hey, I don't know. Ain't nothing wrong with sloppy seconds. I love it. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but yo, like those are the times, man. Like that was like, you know, building the mag and getting everything out. Those are the days right there.
Man, and what a successful magazine this shit has turned out to
be. Yeah, man, good looking. Yeah,
we got Our Free. Well, who's on the cover though?
Notorious
Queen B for a day.
Yeah, she's
Notorious Norton.
Yeah,
okay.
Notorious, she's Lil' Kim.
Yeah, I just seen the trailer today. This shit was coming.
Oh.
Was it the trailer? No, it was a preview.
Red carpet, liquid lace. Yeah. We're walking in with Daytwan.
Uh-oh, there we go. I said Biggie.
Walking in.
I'll tell you.
You got Lil' Kim and Faith. And Daytwan is Biggie.
I'll be Slimmy. Slimmy.
Yo, y'all do a hell of a job with Photoshop.
Let me tell you this.
It's not Photoshop.
Nah. Let me tell you. On the real, we've had Photoshop women. You have to, because like, I'm not gonna send them out like that.
How much you could Photoshop off of us though? Like how many pounds?
I'm gonna put y'all. I gotta put y'all on lovey dovey curves or something. You know what I mean?
Hold up, Dutch. Because I bet you he'll be the first one to buy the motherfucking magazine and the calendar.
He's like, you're going to support.
He's going to buy a box.
A box.
If I don't, you shoot me. So
right.
He's just mad because Daytwan's in his seat.
Right.
That's what it is.
What
man.
Is it, oh,
man. He likes to
warm
here.
Yeah.
Yes,
I'm saying the thighs are lovely, buddy. Thank you for letting me get the leg warmers.
The first and the last time
you
sit in that seat.
He's like, yo, this
is
my house.
Enjoy
it last. Nah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Oh, man.
Well, what else we have?
What else I got? I'm ready.
He's ready to go.
Right? Do you get... People, women sending like
nude pictures. Right. Do you get panties thrown at you?
We've had.
What do you get? What comes in boxes?
Right. What comes in boxes?
Oh, man. We've had panties sent, bras.
Wow.
Super.
Do you sniff them?
Nah. Yo, when they come out, you use like two pins. Yeah, you know, yeah, two right pins. Like, you hold them shit up like, yo.
To you?
Yeah, no, they'll mail them. Yeah, they'll.
How do they come in your name?
Oh,
yeah, it's in the magazine. It's in the magazine. In the master. Nah, they go in there, they just put it in.
I won't send no panties.
There you go.
No homo.
No homo. None of that.
Big no homo.
Yeah. But they've sent that, I mean, crazy, like, new photos. Wow. Just all kinds. Wow. Like, yo, you need me in your life. And
tell the
you
truth.
Know.
You ever smell one of those?
Nah.
Come on.
Nah, B. You can't do that. You get some shit jump up on you. Some shit just you be on. Yeah, you like, ooh.
Like, I didn't
want to
bring this up, but like,
might be
know,
in the box
when you open.
Yeah, it might be. I'll be like, yo, y'all, look at my new look. I'm getting my Oscar De La Hoya on.
Oh, what do you think about that? Do you think?
I don't think that was him, man.
No, see, but this is.
I don't think. Like, I'm gonna go with the joint. He said it's Photoshop, but I'm rocking with him. Because if R. Kelly got off on that, ain't me. That ain't Oscar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what up? It's your boy, Dust the Motherfucking Kid, man, representing for the Liquid Lace online radio show. And I got some real hot news for y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? There's a big party going on, man, at Bar None. You know what I'm saying? And the shit is real crazy. It's going to be on November 28th. You know what I'm saying? And it's a Crush Diamonds extravaganza, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's real crazy. Black Friday, man. And it's definitely 21 and over. Y'all make sure y'all got your motherfucking IDs. Ladies free before 11, so it is what it is, man. Reduced admission before 12. There is a dress code, so get your grown and sexy on. Drink specials all motherfucking night, you know what I'm saying? So get your bottles and all that, man. Big shout outs to Big Un, you know what I'm saying? It's a birthday fucking party, man. Yo, it's real crazy. Shout out to motherfucking Burn, and I'm telling you, it's gonna be fucking crazy. It's at Bar None, 395 South Main Street, New York City, New York, man. So you know what it is. It's New York, so we always get it popping. Dust the Kid, Liquid Lace, and it is what it is.
Once again, thank you so much.
Nah, I love it.
That
I had
was
a good
crazy
time.
Love.
I had a good
crazy
time.
Love.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the love, y'all.
So we definitely gonna close the show with Daytwan because we don't need no other motherfucking guests up in here.
Ah,
we got the big boy.
Bam, bam, bam. Bam, bam, bam.
Another session. Sofa Session Liquid Lace, episode 4, the fabulosity of dripping dirt through the airwaves. And yes, we dripped the dirt today. So I want to tell everybody, thank you so much. Keep listening. Thank you to the subscribers, all my sponsors, mad love, and I got something for you. I'm actually, as soon as I sign that black and white, I'm gonna let you know what part of a team is a crazy Bluetooth marketing. That's right, Soul Pitch Media is teaming up with a Bluetooth marketing company. As soon as that black and white goes in, then I'll give the motherfuckers props. As for now, I'm closing up. Thank you, Daytwan.
No doubt. Good looking, y'all.
Thank you, team. Love y'all. Yeah.